those people. You know the ones. They always get their hair done, wear the fancy clothes, eat out all the time, and go to your favorite coffee place every morning. And the others. They have all the latest gadgets, and let's not even talk about their cell phones. They have nice cars, but they're on some government program? And there are more. Oh, you know there are always more. They all speak that language, the one that isn't yours. And they have that last name, the one that isn't yours either. And they hold up every line you are forced to stand in. Those people! Now, pull up your boots, stick out your chest, square your shoulders, brush back your hair like you just don't care, because you don't, you know. Look in the mirror and wipe that smug look off your face. Because you know what you are? You are one of those people, too. So am I, and so is everyone else. We may all have different priorities, value lots of things, speak other languages, and God forbid we eat out or have coffee against your judgment. It only seems bad to you, because you think it is. But those people are not divided from you. You just believe that they are. Now, look in the mirror again, and see something good. Anything. One simple thing. You can do this. It's not that hard. You're just not used to it. Got one? Good. Now, next time you see someone doing something you wish you could, having something you wish you had, enjoying something you crave, remember the spirit that embraces and enfolds both of you. From the inside to the outside, and not the other way around. There is as much God in you as there is in every one of those people. And there is enough God to go around, because we are, each and every one of us, no matter what we think, or what we do, or how we act, deep down where nobody sees, and where we should look more often, we are God's people.